Hello and welcome to Chuck Chat Freestyle. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting episode for August 7th, 2018. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. This is a challenge for podcasters to create a podcast a day for the month of August, and a challenge to you, the listeners, to try and keep up. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my part. You can find out more and subscribe to all the shows at at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. This year, my theme is that I'll be covering a word or phrase each day from my childhood that means something to me and my eight other brothers and sisters, and I'll provide the context behind that phrase, and then you get the inside, you get the inside joke. You kind of know what it's all about. So if you ever happen to come to one of our family reunions, like we're going to have on Saturday the 11th, you can always crack that one off and get a laugh out of at least a few of us. So that way you're part of the group. All right. It is the 7th. I forgot to mention yesterday was the 6th, which means it is my eldest daughter's 25th birthday. Happy birthday, Julie. Some of you may have heard her on Technorama. She was even on a really old series of freestyles. Once in a while, we would make random recordings and whatnot, put that on the freestyle feed, and wish her all the best. Also had a good discussion with Nutty Nuchas today about the opportunities on my website that I'll give the URL at the end of the show to get that up and cleaned up and a little more secure, and some ideas around layout and whatnot. Now the ball is in my court to go and explore and see what I want to do. I feel good that at least we got some of that stuff out in the open and aired out. And now it's time for the phrase of the day. Today's phrase is blue flash. And that is not the blue flame. That is not the the flash from TV. It refers to a phrase my younger brother Paul said. You're going to find out that in a large family, the older siblings often have the dirt on the younger siblings, which means I was in the middle. I'm number 6 of 9, which means I not only had a good number of stories told about me that were humiliating and embarrassing, but I could also deal out a few to my 3 younger siblings as well. So the story is, I've told you this before, we grew up in a Victorian home, and it had electricity. It was either one of the really early electric houses or it was added later, I'm not sure. But the original wiring was not all that safe. There was no ground wire, and much of this still existed when we got there. When we got there in the late 60s, it had a fuse box, you know, with the glass fuses. It didn't have a circuit breaker panel yet. We did that conversion in sometime in the 70s, I think. And as such, not all of the electrical components were properly grounded. So one of those was in our bathroom. Many of the bedrooms had attached bathrooms. And the one that, the room that I was in with my younger brother, Paul, was one such room. And I'm trying to place a date on this. I'm going to say it was early 60s. He was trying to brush his teeth for the night or whatever. And there was a small light near the sink. You can probably guess where this is going. And in order to reach the light, he had to stand on the toilet next to the sink, lean onto the sink to reach the pull chain on the light. Well, he had one hand on the faucet and one hand on the light chain and gave it a tug. And he was a conductor at that point because that light was not properly grounded until he made proper ground with the faucet and gave himself what we used to call a startler. He came running down the hall saying, "I saw a blue flash. I saw a blue flash." Lucky to have the guy around today. Lucky to have any or all of us around today. This house was kind of a death trap now that I think about it, but makes for a good story about Paul seeing the blue flash. So to that, I salute you, my younger brother, and whom I'm still very, very proud of. to this day. I have to do another recording for Mr. Michael Butler for his podcast. I saw a concert on Saturday night and said, hey, you want me to do a concert review? And he said, sure. So I'm going to record that, and you may hear that in an upcoming episode of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. So that's next on my agenda. Hopefully you found some of what I said mildly interesting, perhaps slightly entertaining. If not, hey, I'm coming back tomorrow. You can't stop me. That's all there is to it. You can find out more about me at chucktomasi.com, which has all my info, hopefully soon to be updated, make it look a little prettier. And with Nutty's help, we'll get that done. One more reminder, the topic is Trek, Saturday, September 1st, 2018, 7 p.m., Hilton Galleria 2 and 3. That's part of DragonCon 2018. Want to see you there in Atlanta, Georgia. And then following that immediately at 8:30 p.m., Technorama Comedy Forecast and Friends at 8:30 September 1st in Galleria 6. Just wander across the hall with the rest of us. We'll see you there. I look forward to it. And until I talk to you again, take care and pod on. Wait, that's the other one. Have a good evening, everybody.